nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio.
You rang.
This is RDS here. Tune into The RDS Gate Show Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Go on with rest of it alone. I've done everything I can to ease the pain, but only you can stop the rain. I just can't.
God, Air Supply, Here I Am. What a tune from the probably 80s. Now, my dear friends, Yesterday by RDS Music. I will do a Beatles song here, not played very often.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I know, for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Tommy James.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away.
Tommy James of the Shondells, my dear friends. And now, I'll Be There by me. I'm doing a Jackson song. So I certainly hope I pass this audition with Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
Party Woman is next.
Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman. And you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me?
Wow.
Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while.
Ready for Dream That Would All Be Free, That Would All Be Free, a satellite parody by RDS in the late 90s. Certainly hope I pass the audition.
And now to sing this lovely ballad. Here is
my dear, she's high above me. Night breezes seem to whisper it's not free. Dishes hiding from the sycamore tree. Turn the dish again for me. Say nighty night and watch it. Just hold it tight and tell if you moved it. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream that it will all be free. Dish is turning and I live along, dear. Still craving my dish. And find you sweet dreams that leave all cable behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream that it will all be free.
Da-da-da, I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. She crept into my heart. I knew I had to say hello. She smiled up at me. Then she took my hand and we walked through the park. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone. One little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
She had made
me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere.
I love the flower girl.
Was she reality or just a dream to me? Her love showed me the way to find a sunny day.
My friends, Natural Woman by RDS Music again, in memory of Aretha Franklin. Certainly hope I pass the audition.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I had to face another day, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind. When my soul was in the lost and found, you came along to claim me. I didn't know what was wrong with me till your kiss helped me name me. Now I'm no longer doubtful what I'm living for. If it makes you happy, I don't need more.
You make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman.
Oh, baby, what you done to me? You made me feel so good inside.
and I just wanna be. Close to you, it makes me feel alive. You make me feel. You make me feel. You make me feel like a natural woman. You make me feel. You make me feel. You make me feel like a natural woman. You make me feel. You make me feel. You make me feel like a natural woman.
Tony DeFranco, Heartbeat.
RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Brucey, are you there, Brucey? RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
You think you're going out of it? Hello. Hello, all. And welcome to the latest RDS Gate Show for October 20th, 2024. I think I got that right. Oh my gosh. It's starting to get too chilly too quick. I just don't understand what's going on. Time is moving so quickly. It's terrible. I mean, hello all my wonderful friends out there. Where's the wonderful list here? Whoever might be listening. Ron, Rich in Heaven, all the other wonderful sky scanners who passed away. Kurt on the off chance. Randy, are you here? Clay and Rachel. Brian, Kevin, who knows? Anyone else in the sound of my wonderful voice? Yes. Are the perimeters satisfactory? Is the music too loud? I don't even know because I can't mix. Yes, my dear friends, what did you hear? You heard Here I Am by Air Supply, probably somewhere in the 80s, I think. Fantastic group. Followed by Yesterday by RDS Music, a Beatle number which very hardly plays here. I Think We're Alone by Tommy James and the Shondells. I'll Be There by RDS Music. I'm doing a Jackson 4 number from 1970, I think, by Michael Jackson. Pretty Woman by the one and only Roy Orbison. And a wonderful parody. Hardly heard, a satellite parody from the late 90s. Dream That It Will All Be Free. Meaning the programming back then on C-band or whatever. Of course, they were taking everything away from us. You know, we couldn't hear everything anymore. That's by RDS. Then Flower Girl by the wonderful Cowsills. 67, I think. And, of course, Natural Woman. Yes. In Memory of Aretha Franklin. By RDS. Yes, I'm doing a woman, a song. I'm doing the Queen of Soul. Then we follow that with Heartbeat by Tony DeFranco and the Franco family. And that song was number one back in, I think, 1974. Oh, Lord. Is time moving? Cecil, are you here?
Yes.
Oh, he listens to me every week. Cecil, you listen to me every week, don't you?
Yes, you're Stella.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm here for another show. It wasn't that gloomy when it wasn't raining or miserable. It was partly sunny or sunny, I'm not even sure. It was cool, yes. Cool out. The music too loud, I don't even know. I don't think so. I will, of course, be reading from Gate Magazine, but before I do that, the RDS Gate Show comes on RFD Radio from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern. 60 minutes, that's all it is. Followed by a replay or replay on a Sunday, Eastern Time. Then we have it once again on the shout on the backside from 6 to 7 p.m. on a Wednesday. Of course, Eastern Time, followed by, of course, Clay and Rachel's The World According to Them. Yes. And they played Judy Carlin last week. I was able to hear it. Most of what they played, I think. the wonderful Judy Collins. And there's Rockamania, the rocket show by Ron Hager. Four to 6 p.m. What am I saying? Get everything mixed up. On a Sunday. And we have Kurt's show, Roadkill Show, which comes on Tuesday from 7 to 9. I think. My time, anyway. Eastern time. And what else? That's about it with the shows. Hello, my dear friends. Are we listening? Are we getting ready to bathe into the winter, the impending doom for some areas? Down south, you're okay for a while. Because down south, you have your bad things, too. Besides the terrible things like earthquakes and, not earthquakes, hurricanes and tropical rainy weather, you have those wonderful critters, the creeping, creepy crawlers, don't you? That bite you if they could, and snakes, and I mean, I haven't seen a garter snake in 15 years, and it wasn't even here in this area of New York. They claim there are some poisonous ones upstate New York, the copperheads and things like snakes like that. What shall I be reading tonight, my dear friends? Let me see. It's not in the latest, of course, magazine. Because I don't have it. It's been exhausted. Now from Gate Magazine, man reports white-colored Bigfoot. Oh my God, the other white meat. There's an actual white Bigfoot. Isn't that wonderful? There was almost no other traffic, and I had slowed down a little in fear of a deer running in front of me, says this person. Well, something did run out in front of me, but it was definitely not a deer, said a Missouri man driving near Rice Lake in Illinois en route to visit a friend in Peoria, Illinois, I think. It was a Bigfoot. It was over 6 foot tall and was covered with all over with white, long white hair. It wasn't snow white, but instead had a slight cream-colored tint to it. Yes, I'm sure that'll still pass as white, won't it? I mean, the other white meat. Its face looked human. I tried to get a look at its eye color, since an albino has pink eyes, but they were dark in color. It wasn't an albino. It would probably be whiter, wouldn't it? Yes. Forty-two minutes and 43 seconds into the latest RDS Gate Show. UFO sprays green chemical over a California town. The Mutual UFO Network, MUFON, is currently investigating reports from residents in the town of Huntington Seashore, California, about an unusual UFO sighting. According to eyewitnesses, a mysterious craft was spraying the skies above their homes with green color or green chemical. At first, I thought it was a passenger aircraft, but after a few seconds, I realized there was no airplane. It was a silver-domed object with orange lights around its center, said one witness, who wished to remain anonymous. Others said it appeared as if the craft was having some sort of mechanical problem, and many wondered if the green chemical was a form of fuel. The vapor path didn't appear to be coming from any specific vent on the place of the craft. It seemed to enshroud the craft, after which slipped off and fell behind, said another resident. My first idea was that it could be extremely toxic or radioactive. The vapor was billowing, shimmering an emerald color. Oh, Lord. The sighting drew the attention of UFO investigator Scott C. Waring, who said he found it both interesting and disturbing. He commented that if the UFO was experiencing a mechanical issue, it would have landed somewhere nearby, which it didn't. He believes the discharge of the green vapor was possibly an alien experiment of some form. Yes, who knows if he's right? Who knows? What else can I find here for you? Let's see. Antibiotic resistant gene found in a sewer could pose a global threat. A gene that causes bacteria to be resistant to one of the world's most important antibiotics, Colistin, has been detected in a sewer near Georgia. The presence of the MCR9 gene is a major concern for public health because it causes antimicrobial resistance, a problem the World Health Organization says is one of the top 10 global health risks facing humanity. Researchers in the University of Georgia's Center for Food Safety collected the sewage water from an urban setting to test for the MCR gene. Assistant Professor Ismat Kasim admitted that he was surprised at how quickly they detected MCR. Evidence of the gene was found in the first sample they looked. The bacteria where the gene was found, Morganella morgani, added further concern because it's a bacteria not often tested and could be considerably widespread. It was previously believed that agriculture was a driving factor in the spread of MCR. Nations such as China and India use colistin antibiotic in livestock. But colistin is considered a last resort antibiotic because it can kill infections that other antibiotics cannot. Frequent use means that some of the bacteria are becoming resistant. Colistin is banned in U.S. for use in food and animals, but with global travel and the import of foods from other countries, the U.S. is no less susceptible to the threat. Further complicating the issue is the way the gene is spread. It transmits in plasmids, which are strands of DNA found inside cells that replicate on their own, independent of the cell. This means that bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella could potentially carry MCR, turning them from treatable illnesses to potentially deadly infection. If we don't tackle it right now, we are jeopardizing human and animal medicine as we know it, and that can have huge repercussions on health and the economy, said Mr. Kasem, or Dr. Kasem, whatever he is. It is dangerous. It's a dangerous problem that requires attention from multiple sectors for us to be able to tackle it properly. What a long article that was. Oh my God. NASA, the four-letter word. NASA seeks advice from priests on the impact of extraterrestrial contact. NASA has hired priests and other religious experts to determine how religions around the world would react to alien disclosure. Some religions insist that mankind alone in all creation. Some religions insist that mankind is alone in all creation, so the discovery that we are simply one of many in a wide-ranging cosmic community could change everything. Non-religious people seem to overestimate the challenges that religious people would experience if faced with evidence of alien life, said Reverend Dr. Andrew Davidson, a British priest who is one of the 24 experts that NASA consulted on this topic. What everyone does agree on is the given vastness of the universe and the near impossibility that Earth is the only place to host life. Yeah, who knows? I really don't know, do I? It's an outcome that sooner or later we will all have to face. Sooner or later, it's probably another million years before we find out. Or at least another 400. God. How much time is left? We got 9 minutes. Oh, God. Air Force Base technician encounters UFOs and shadow people. A former U.S. Aircraft Force technician named Adrian Reister recently revealed that he saw glowing balls hovering over White Man Air Force Base in Missouri, which he says seemed to be interested in the nuclear weapons there. Reister worked at the base from 2003 to 2007 and said he has a vast knowledge of the aircraft which operated at the base. He and his team were highly trained to handle nuclear weapons as well as provide security. In an interview with Liberation Times, Reister said while guarding the movement of one of the nuclear warheads, he noticed a glowing ball levitating above a tree. When the transport team arrived, the glowing ball bounced a little in the sky, then moved north, bounced again, and disappeared. A few moments later, another glowing ball appeared, which was a yellowish-white color. Scary good. I seen a blue ball. Oh, yes. But this was not the only strange thing that Reister observed while serving that white man in the summer of 2006. He and another nuclear technician saw extraterrestrial beings, which he called the shadow people. But they're not shadow people. The real ones are the ones I speak of. They're probably the greys, he saw. At first instance, we heard footsteps, but they didn't sound familiar with what combat boots sound like. Rather, they seemed like an enigmatic intruder roaming around barefoot, said Reister. I saw what I can't describe other than a black mass in the shape of a person standing 6 foot tall. It wasn't really a shadow, but something that was slightly blurry and didn't reflect any light. He added that it was impossible for a person to breach the base without getting caught due to it being heavily guarded and equipped with advanced security systems. Air Force base technician encounters UFOs, and he says, shadow people. I hope he should understand the difference between UFOs and shadow people. He might have seen the Greys. The Greys are not very friendly. Are they, Mr. Adrian Reister? Reister, whatever you are. Now, what is next on the agenda here? How much time do we have? About 5 minutes. Shall I find something else? Winter is coming. But first, I think autumn comes, doesn't it? Yes, first autumn, then winter, then the impending doom, at least in this area. Dozens of dead owls found on a road in Idaho. Once again, we're faced with the problem of trying to figure out why dozens of birds, this time barn animals or barn owls, were found dead on a highway in Idaho. Idaho! The scene was reported to KBO-12 News the weekend of February 11, 2017 by Nicole Miller and Christina White Boys. The two women and other motorists traveling 184 near Jerome were horrified to find the dead birds littering the roadway. The woman said they counted at least 50 dead owls along a 20-mile stretch and believed that was just a small fraction of what happened, of the total. And where do you even see owls these days? I haven't seen an owl in 20 years. A pussycat in 15 years. A bow wow, I see them all now. Yes, because they have allowed them in this community here. Dogs. When asked about the indecent, no, not the indecent, when asked about the incident, the Idaho Fish and Game Department responded by saying that hungry owls are sometimes killed by cars. We know that. You don't even see them. Well, at least not here. But according to Miller, the owls were not struck by vehicles. The owls fell from the sky and died. It's terrible. Idaho. Yes, that happened. Unbelievable. 57 minutes and 40 seconds into the latest wonderful RDS Gate show for October 20, 2024. In the month of October. Yes, the days will get shorter. The leaves will come pouring down here in New York. The weather will be getting chilly, chillier, bitter, cold. I think I want summer back. I didn't want summer back a couple of months ago, but now I do. Cecil, I want summer back. I don't know. Yes, I want summer back. I am sick and tired now of this. Kent, what's going on with my background again? Oh, Lord. We are down to about a minute and 15 seconds. My dear friends, please be aware of the shadow people. They're watching you, and when you finally see them and they see you eyeball to eyeball, if that's possible, because you see them at night. You will always see them after that. And then remember the black-eyed kids, those wonderful, horrible children with their pasty faces, dirty, smelly clothes. They may knock at your door.
Please let us in. We're lost. We want to call our mummies.
Don't let them in. Don't you dare let them in. Because you won't live too long. Or if you do, it'll be a horrible time. Catch you again, my friends, next show. Upstate New York, I am. Goodbye. Until 7 days. Hopefully I should be there. Good night, my pretties. Have wonderful, terrible dreams.